This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate returns to work tomorrow and is not expected to take up the nomination of William Perry Penley to head the BLM. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The Trump administration confirmed in August that it was pulling Penley's nomination when the Senate returns to Washington, D.C. The controversial nominee was facing a growing chorus of criticism from conservation groups and Democrats. And on the other side of the aisle, some worried about how a Penley vote might affect Republican senators locked in tight re-election races in western states. As of now, Penley will remain the BLM's number two and continue to lead the agency, a role he's filled for more than a year. Some of his opponents are questioning the logic of maintaining that arrangement after his failed confirmation process. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Drought in southern Colorado may bring the change in fall foliage early this year. Dan West with the State Forest Service says trees stressed by drought shut down earlier.
You start to see that browning of the leaves. And so from afar, that gives our eye the signal that, oh, man, they're not quite as vibrant this year as they might have been in other years. Up close, you can kind of see that there's still plenty of yellows. They're just masked slightly by some of the browns.
West expects fall colors in southern Colorado in the first 2 weeks of October and later this month for the rest of the state. Tomorrow's weather may feel like winter has come early. The forecast has daytime highs in the 30s and 40s around Denver and Colorado Springs and rain and snow along the Front Range tomorrow and Wednesday. For this afternoon, it's highs in the 90s around the metro area, in the Springs, and around Grand Junction, 70s in the mountains. This is CPR News.